John Sell with White County Economic Development Director, and also he heads up the Complete Count Committee for White County for the Census. John, good morning.
Good morning, Dean. How are you today?
Doing great. Doing great. Yeah, you know, a lot of things we've had our mind put on the coronavirus, situations going on, pandemic stuff, but maybe some folks have forgot about doing the census, and it's really important. It's important for White County, isn't it?
It's very important for White County because a lot of federal programming, Medicare dollars, Medicaid dollars, a lot of community development block grants and other funding mechanisms depend on the data from the census. So your population counts. It also counts from a political standpoint about redistricting of congressional districts, mm-hmm. State house districts, and even local districts can be impacted by the population numbers. So we really need everybody to fill out the survey and get it in. At this point, White County is a little behind. We're only about 35% have filled out the survey and completed it either online or by calling in or even in the mail. But that's below the numbers that we need it to be. We're trailing kind of the state, and Georgia's a little bit behind the national average. But again, like you were talking about, the mailings went out about the time that the governor proclaimed the state of emergency. Mm-hmm. So people have been occupied with other things other than the census. But
they might have to dig those up somewhere in the pile of mail that's sitting there somewhere on the table.
If they don't dig them up, they can always go to www.my2020census.gov. And that'll take you right in. Online, you can go into the survey. Or there are some phone numbers that you can call. If you're an English speaker, it's 1-844-330-2020. If you're a Spanish speaker, it's 1-844-468-2020. And they have census takers right there. When you're on the line, they'll walk you through the survey right then and there. If you do have the paper version in the mail and you want to fill it out that way, that's great as well. The census has actually extended the response time. It was going to be in the June timeframe. They've moved it to October. And the in-person enumerators that were going to come to the folks that had not responded, that was supposed to start in early May. That actually is not going to start now until August. So those folks will start coming. So we do have a couple of months. We would like to get our numbers up. The response, self-response in 2010 was about 51%. Right now we're at about 35%. So yeah, we need to get it up, and I'd like to get it even higher than that so that the enumerators have less people to contact when they start in August.
Sure. So a good 75% would be great, wouldn't it?
That would be wonderful. And the total census response in 2010 was about 81% for White County, and we'd like to get above that number this time as well.
Good. Well, I tell you, it is easy to do. Rufino was telling us earlier he's already filled his out. And my wife Bonnie, she did that about 2 or 3 weeks ago and online, and said it was real easy, simple, and didn't take very long.
It takes less than 10 minutes typically. And, you know, it's just a couple of questions about the head of the household and then the people that are in the household as of April 1 and how they're related to that person.
Good. And really very important there to do that. Now, we want to talk about another thing, the census. We got information about the census. It's starting out some kind of a new program here, just recently started getting some information. It's not tied directly to the census, though, is it?
It is not. They're calling this a household pulse about the coronavirus, or how COVID-19 is impacting your families. This will be done differently than the census. The census is done online, through the mail, or on the phone. This particular one is going to be done by text or email only. This is not the census. If you fill out this one, you are not filling out the census. There are two separate programs, two separate processes, two separate intentions. Mm-hmm. The census is to get the data for the populations. This is really the government trying to figure out, okay, how is COVID-19 or the coronavirus impacting individual families? So if you get it on text or email, you know, look at it closely, make sure it is from the U.S. Census, right, and then respond. But It is a different program, and we were hoping, supposedly they're going to contact 13.8 million homes over the next 12 weeks across the nation. So it is possible that you could get an email or you could get a text from the Census Bureau, and please respond to that. But again, be careful. As in with anything, people will try to take advantage and scam. So
sure,
make sure it's a legitimate website.
Check it out. Double check it. In other words, along the way.
Correct.
And this is good information to be obtained. So it'd be good to fill it out. But just keep in mind that it's not the census itself. You got to fill that form out. We hope you'll do that anyway, because it is really vital and helps the White County out all around different areas. So many different areas, as you mentioned.
Correct.
And of course, you mentioned folks will be going out eventually to, if you don't fill that form out, they'll be coming by to visit you, in other words, right?
Yeah, they'll be in, like I said, starting, I believe, August 11th, they'll have the people coming and knocking on the doors. If your household has not completed the survey for the census, they'll come and they'll ask you the questions and they'll take down that information. So that they have it, and that will complete the survey that way. But we would hope that as many people can take the 10 minutes to go online or make the phone call or mail in the survey, so that we don't have as many people to go visit when they do come in August.
Good. Oh, we'll keep trying to remind the folks there too. But if they need more information, they can go online to 2020 census. Is that right?
My2020census.gov.
All right. Anything else you want to share with the folks this morning?
I think that's about it for this morning.
Good. Good info. And we hope that it kind of jogged some of the folks' memory, or jogged them to thinking about this, get their mind off of the coronavirus for a few minutes anyway, to fill out the census and get that taken care of today, right?
That would be great.
All right. John, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Thank you, Dean.